Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Great Inferno. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday evening here in the Midwest, Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. Good evening, good evening. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday today and tomorrow. Welcome, welcome to my listeners and people on the chat room. So let's open the line right away. We'll get G-Unit on the line. Go ahead, G-Unit.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man? What's going on up in you're in Milwaukee, aren't you?
For about one more hour, and then I'm going to Madison, where I'm going to be on the air tonight at midnight until 6 in the morning.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Great. So where are people, what's the station?
104.1 Z104.
Great. FM, right?
That's right.
FM. See, I don't have any FM. I do it online, dude. I'm not a cool cat like you.
Yeah, you can stream online, too. You can listen online also, so it works out both ways.
Is it Z104FMradio.com or something like that?
Yeah, it goes. It's Z104FM.com, keyword, listen live.
Listen live.
You can tell that I've been doing that. I've been doing that promo so much that I've got it nailed down now.
You nailed it. But anyway, you are ready for the day, eh? Got so much to talk about, man.
Yeah.
What do you have in mind first?
First of all, I got something to say. Are we getting snow this weekend?
That's what it looks like.
I mean, first of all, I'm sitting there looking at girls in bikinis. Now I'm going to see girls in winter coats. I mean, I can't handle this change. It's killing me.
Why didn't you go to the water park? Would you go into Dells, man? Some of the water parks, it was like 85 and 90 degrees. They even have, like, you know, indoor, you can tan indoors and stuff. Going into the Dells. There's multiple, you know, resorts out there to provide that for you.
Well, I could go to the wilderness, but I thought I was banned from that place now that I don't work there anymore.
How would you be banned from some place? Did you, like, rob the place first or what?
Frodo, you know how much trouble I got in there, all right? Come on now.
Oh, all right. We'll not talk about that on air. But, yeah, so that would be your option, man. You go ahead up north, you know. It's still March, man. It's still spring break. You got to see a lot of, you know, girls and college chicks. Maybe they go up in the Dells up there. I don't know.
Well, I will be there this weekend for one day only. So,
ladies and gentlemen, one day only, G Unit will be in the Dells. Catch them up. Catch them all.
So all them girls at the wilderness that are talking that little smack about me, guess what? I'm coming back,
ooh,
baby.
And who would that be?
Well, I don't know. There's some girl by the name of Portia. She was talking mad smack about me. I think this girl has been smoking too much, you know, to sit there and think about that.
Oh, what kind of smoke do you think she's smoking, eh? One of those good ones.
I think she's been doing it with her friend Mary Jane.
And her friend Mary Jane, that's right. Boy, man, that's harsh, man. You think she's going to give you a call, give you, you know, hate mail or hate text? She'll probably text you and start yelling at you.
Well, I mean, you know, if she kind of sat there and she gave me a spanking for being a bad boy, I'd be fine with that, but.
Put you in her lap and spank you?
Yeah, that's right. Probably.
So you're a bad boy.
Either, girl. So anyway. All right.
Anyway, look, I jumped on the sub, yeah. We've got to jump on a subject here. All right. Let's study. Hey, welcome to the chat room here. All right. Anyway, All right. Study says Americans are sleeping less than ever. Okay. According to the new National Sleep Foundation poll, it's a poll against a survey. Some people are losing sleep because of the first in the economy. You know, maybe stuff going on in their life or some stuff that, you know, maybe they're in debt. Some are staying up too late and getting up too early. Some have disorders such as sleep apnea, or others can't sleep because their partner snores. But the danger, is, according to the doctor, the danger is the same for everybody. You know, they said you know, in there was a study in University of Michigan. actually, the guy's a senior writer, and he, that's what he does. He study sleep patterns and everything like that. So he's saying that if you're not getting enough, 8 hours or above, you pretty much doomed. You know, just like they said, most of us fall short. And I, you know, sometimes I don't even get, I get like 6 to 8. I'm lucky if I get 8 hours of sleep. So it's bad for your health. That's what they're trying to say. Now, dude, I know that you party a lot and you're trying to squeeze that in your busy life.
Yeah, more
dude. So what do you take on this, man? Do you think this is a legit survey? Do you think we need to sleep 8 hours or more?
The way that I was going up, they said you need at least 9.5 hours. But what I want to really know is can Michigan really afford to have a doctor there now? I mean, I know that state is so broke, but I can't believe they still have doctors there.
No, they do. Apparently, they do now. They have doctors and, you know, and mechanics.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't believe that you can die over having 6 hours.
Right. What they said is the study finds that sleep loss is associated with increased obesity and diabetes. The risk is actually fatal. You know, if you start developing that, you know, it can lead to a heart attack.
Then why isn't P. Diddy fat? He only gets like 4 hours, 6 hours of sleep every 3 days.
P. Diddy. wait a minute. What about his partner, his ex-partner? He was fat.
That's his. That's the rapper.
Biggie. Yeah.
He was always fat.
Well, maybe he's not getting enough sleep. See what I mean? Maybe P. Diddy was just doing something like one of those Hollywood, I don't know, to make you skinny and stuff.
Oh, well.
That's one of the things that's what they said, man. Now, this is the tips. I'm going to put out tips for healthy sleep out there, you know, because I do get like eight hours sleep, you know, two to three times a week. And I'm trying to get that. I'm trying to get into my, you know, my sleep pattern. And, you know, that's because you need 8 hours to recuperate. You know, it's like after all that working, you know, in your case, partying.
Yeah.
So here's number one. Keep a regular bedtime wake up schedule, and including weekends. You know, and I know it's hard for you, G Unit, because you got women's calling you left and right.
Oh, you have no idea.
Now, establish a regular relaxing bedtime routine. So just soaking in a hot bath or hot tub, and then reading a book, listening to the soothing music. That's what you need to do. Number two, that's actually, I don't do that. I just go and get in the shower, you know, get in with the lady, and then you go to bed.
Right.
So number three, create a sleep conductive environment, you know, dark, quiet, comfortable, and cool. You know, you can't be like have a TV in there, a bed, or whatever, and making noise, fans, and stuff like that. So that'll tell you, you'll have a sleep, you know, a deep sleep. So we sleep on a comfortable mattress and pillows. So where do you sleep? I know you sleep in a couch, G Unit, but is that comfortable enough for you?
Yeah. The thing is that I like to have my room, like, extremely dark.
And right.
If I see just a shine of light, I'm up. I think
with
it's
the,
like
with the purple velvet.
No, if I see a shine of light, I sit there and I think it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get up, you know?
Yeah.
But a way to relax myself, I'll sit there and say this. You sat there and said that you have to listen to smoothing music. Let me put it this way. I listen to probably about 4 or 5 hours of music every single day. I listen to more music than I watch TV, which is kind of unbelievable.
Really?
So, I sit there and I lay in the bathtub, you know, and have a nice bubble bath. And to relax my soothing soul, I put on some Hatebreed and Slipknot. That's what I do.
All right. Let's get Don in here. And one second here. See if I can get any. 3-7. Holy cow. What the heck was that? All right. So apparently I just turned the thing on. Anyway, so let's get Don in here. Don, you're there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly fine. We're talking about sleep pattern and people not getting enough sleep. You know, according to the doctor, new research now, that you need 8 hours of sleep or more, or else you will develop some kind of like a diabetes or something like that. But anyway, I'm giving out tips for healthy sleep, and we're at number 4, and number 4 is sleep on comfortable mattress and pillows. Now number 6 would be finish eating at least 2 to 3 hours before your regular bedtime. You know, you can't have any snack before you go to bedtime. That's what one of the healthy sleep. And I don't think that's gonna happen to me because I like to eat. exercise regularly. Yeah.
Tea and the snack before I go to bed.
Right. Yeah. I know that. I mean, G-Unit, do you eat before you go to bed? I mean, do you usually do that?
The thing is that if I eat, I'll get bad dreams before I go to bed. Like, if I eat before I go to bed, I'll have nightmares all night.
Oh.
That's not copying the Cosby Show or anything like that, but that is seriously what happens.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is that when I overstuff on Pizza Hut. Yeah.
All right, whatever. So anyway.
Just you don't believe me?
exercise regularly. I try to exercise regularly. Late afternoon exercise is a perfect way to help you fall asleep at night, is what they said.
Now,
avoid caffeine.
Fall asleep at night?
Yeah, late afternoon exercise is the perfect way to help you fall asleep at night. And number 8 would be avoid caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol close to bedtime. Caffeine and nicotine, I know, but alcohol, actually, it's pretty. That would knock me out. Alcohol close to bedtime. Isn't that true, G-Unit? I mean, alcohol?
As of the last time that I got drunk, yeah, it'll pretty much knock you out pretty damn good.
I don't know. I'm not talking about just getting hammered and then, you know, not be able to stand up and go to sleep. No, not like that. I'm talking about like a little, you know, sip of wine, maybe, you know, stuff like that. Nothing, you know.
Okay, if you're having a sip of wine before you go to bed and you're all by yourself, man, there's something wrong with you.
What about with the lady?
Oh, that's a different story than my brother.
Now, do you agree with this, Dawn?
About what?
Did
you say that nicotine can help people fall asleep?
No, avoid caffeine if you want to sleep.
I agree with that. Definitely avoid caffeine before you go to sleep.
Caffeine and
because
nicotine.
That's usually a stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a friend who has a question about whether or not work is considered exercise, and I already know your answer, but I think our listeners would be interested in knowing if they go to, you know, if they're work or like if they're home with like 10 kids, you know, and they're running around the kids, can they count that as exercise?
Work, if you work in a gym, you know, like in a fitness studio and you're a fitness consultant, and all you do is exercise, yeah, that's kind of an exercise. But if you're talking about regular, let's say you're like in, you know, in the factory and do conveyor lifting box and stuff like that, you know, when you start a job like that, your first 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, yeah, your body will adapt to that. And after that, that would be, you know, it's not considered an exercise anymore. Because exercise is considered like, you know, you have to elevate your heart rate to a certain level, and you keep it that way for 15 minutes or so and more. That is an exercise. So if you're not, and, you know, if you, your body get used to that, if you hit a plateau, and then you have to increase that. You know, just like weight, it's like weightlifting. You have, you know, you're not gonna see the result if you don't exceed or add additional weight into your, you know, exercise regime. You know, does that make sense?
Yep. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
And I know that you're a fitness specialist, so thanks for from that point of view too for the tip on exercise.
Yeah. So. I mean, people will use that and say, oh, yeah, I live in a four-story house, and I use the stairs up and down. Yeah, that's great. You know, that would give you, like, you know, you burn calories. But what I'm saying is just, like, your body will get used to that because your body will burn more or will store more calories than ever before because you're going up the stairs. So exercise may be going up in the stairs, that stairs, for, like, maybe 4 or 6 times, you know, every other day. And increase that, in a second or third week.
Okay.
So that's my thing. Why did we start talking about health now?
Because you mentioned exercise, and so.
All right.
My friend wanted that question asked, and like I said, I know the answer, but I know a lot of listeners out there tend to consider an activity like exercise, because I used to think that too.
Well, let's change the subject, shall we? Because this is just getting boring. Exercising is just boring. Now, anyway, I'm gonna give you 5 things that was like 20 years ago. This is just a science fiction, and I'm gonna give you all everything is in that, and tell me if you disagree or agree with this. So, you know, some things have just been, you know, as we seem to be believed. So like 20 years, like I said, 20 years ago when I was a kid, you know, watching Star Trek and all that stuff. And it's all science fiction. Now it's just all become reality because of, you know, science and developers and all that. So remember, number one will be cell phone. Remember that, Star Trek, yeah, beam me up, Scotty. Remember that, G-Unit?
Oh, yeah.
So long before cell phone, though, yeah, it became must-haves, you know, that became more accessory. I mean, everyone has cell phone nowadays. I mean, I have cell phones. I even have two. one for work, one for business. And actually, I don't know what his name, Martin Cooper, he said that he was inspired by the clipboard devices that he was developing mobile phone technology back then in Motorola. So that's in 1973, while going boldly where no man had gone before, actually. Well, he was actually walking down the New York City street. They said Cooper placed the first handheld cell phone call. The handset weighed more than 2 pounds. 2 pounds, yeah, 1973. That's the cell phones. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I agree with the cell phone thing. And by the way, I've heard the Scotty Beamy. Heard that from. I didn't hear from Star Trek. I heard it from Spaceballs.
Oh yeah, I remember that movie. But Spaceballs got that from them.
Yeah, because the girl sat there and said, "Yes, Scotty Beamy last night. It was wonderful."
All right, I think you're talking about like a porn version of that. No, cell phone. You agree with that, Dawn? Cell phone was that like science fiction back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, and I heard that those people they're gonna get smaller and smaller cell phones, so it looks like people are talking to themselves, and I heard that the people that talk to themselves on the street they're gonna be like. Defined as, wow, they really had that technology beforehand.
Well, yeah, they do now. They have, you know, those Bluetooth.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they're
going to get
around,
smaller,
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
I'd be looking at people like the crazy one in the grocery store being like,
oh,
no, what are you talking to?
Yep. I remember like 20 years ago, I was walking down the street. And that wasn't like, that was 20 years ago, and somebody's like talking, and I was like, I thought they talked to me, and they were like, point to their
right?
ear.
Yeah.
So I guess they have Bluetooth back then or something.
Yeah, do you ever go to Chicago and all that? You didn't see the homeless people talking about himself, and I thought he had like all Bluetooth and stuff, but you know that no, they're actually talking to the to themselves. So anyway, robots. Remember, the robots is the word robots as actually was first used in 1921 in Czech. There's a guy named Karel Kapex, from Czech Republic. And it comes from Czech robota, meaning forced labor. So that's according to the Oxford English Dictionary. So parts of play take place in a factory that makes artificial people. Now, robots nowadays, I mean, back then it was, science fiction. Now it's, you see robots now. I mean, robots make cars and robots make shoes and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, what's next? I mean, you're going to probably have robot babysitter or robot... G-Unit, robot girlfriend. Remember, we talked about that a couple months ago. You know, girlfriend robot. So, I mean, robots was science fiction. Do you agree?
Hang on a minute, bro.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
He was actually stopped by a robot.
Sorry. Yeah, actually I did. I got stopped by a robot. Obviously, I'm a believer now since I got stopped by one.
Yeah. So would you consider buying a girlfriend robot, though?
No, absolutely not. Come on, that is for nerds. That is for nerds that are sitting on the computer for...
Hey, there's 17 hours
of their day.
Yeah, you can make your sandwich and, do your thing with her without complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, you agree with that one. So, do you agree, Dawn? Robots. Robots are science fiction.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah? Yeah? Say yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you, Dawn. Yeah.
I was just telling my friend about what we talked about a few months ago. Yeah, that was science fiction. That's about robots. What, doing your housework?
Mm-hmm.
In another, 20, 40 years or before that, that will be coming to happen, and those,
mm-hmm.
maybe those robots going to develop emotions too,
Yeah.
I think, also science fiction is, about, in that movie Eagle Eye, and, again, iRobot, where the computer takes over people's lives, you know what I mean? Where they reset the mm-hmm. alarm clock for the building to explode.
Right, yeah.
And with the other movie, where, they're telling them they have to go do this or their family's going to die
mm-hmm.
in some kind of crash because that
right.
particular type of transportation runs on computer chips, I think that
right.
that's possible.
Yeah, it's robots nowadays. I mean, we're still in infancy. This is just the beginning of it. But yeah, I do agree with that. Now, space travel, long before Yuri Gagarin left our atmosphere behind in Neil Armstrong, back then, I think the Yuri guys, the guys that circled, went on space, whatever. Yeah, he's not cool. He's not as cool as Neil Armstrong, though. In fact, in novels and film back in the day, man was visiting the moon years before Wilbur and Orville Wright were able to get an airplane off the ground. So that's the science fiction back then. It's space travel. I mean, we've sent people on the moon and, our stuff in Mars and, within our galaxy, though. But do you believe in that, G-Unit? Space travel.
Pretty much... I do believe in it, but unfortunately, I don't believe in the fact of the matter that there's life on other planets.
I don't either. Yeah, that's why I agree with you on that one. Yep, there's no life on other planets. I don't. I mean, there's a possibility. Oh yeah, there's a possibility. I'll punch it right in a sucker. What about you, Dawn? Space travel?
I definitely believe space travel was hundreds of years ago. I think that was a real possibility because I think a lot of people are under the misconception that people that lived 6,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago were really not smart at all. But actually, I see it the opposite way. I see that man's intelligence is deteriorating. Not just that, but we have computers and things like that. It's pretty intelligent, but a lot of times people, they don't put in that manual labor like in the old days, you know, and I believe that there could have been, like, space travel back then, back in, like, a long time ago,
yeah.
But they just didn't write about it.
Right, I just wish they recorded it. we can't really prove that.
The chariot of fire took Elijah away. You know,
yeah.
Nowadays, like you know, in those movies where people come back, like, from the 1400s, they come to nowadays, and they think that, like, the car is like a steel dragon or like a dragon, you know? So, I mean, like,
right.
Maybe they just, the way they wrote it, you know, my opinion on that.
That's true. Now, let's switch the subject over here because I'm tired of that, you know. Sci-fi, yeah, they can kiss me. Anyway, all right, here's the study in here. You're going to like this, G-Unit. A study found that 26% of women earn 10% more than their husband, and men are experiencing more work family conflict than women. So the researcher finds this striking and surprising. So there are many firsts, and it's a study. You know, it's a study of done. First time the younger men and women feel the same about job advancement, and the first time that there is no statistically significant difference between men and women in their views on appropriate gender roles. Now, at the same time, men have increased the amount of time to spend with young children and are experiencing more work-family balance issues. Now, this is they're saying that, you know, this study finds that women is actually more becoming, you know, like a man. I don't know. Like back in the day when men works and, you know, women stays home, cook meals, whatever, for their family. And now it's just, like, strikingly surprising that actually the numbers are greater than. You know, in 1992, 80% of men and 72% of women under age 29 wanted jobs with greater responsibility. Today, the figure is 67% of men and 66% of women. That's a huge jump. The study says 41% of employees in 2008 said they believe it is better if the man earns the money and the woman takes care of the home and children. That was down from 64% in 1977. But the drop is more pronounced among men, 74% to 42% versus 52% to 39% of women. I know I throw in a lot of numbers in there, but the whole thing is, I think that, you know, there's a lot of women just want to go out there and go and get jobs, and more men actually want to stay home with the kids and cook. That doesn't make sense to me. I know a guy that he stays home. He has a part-time job, and the wife makes all the money, and he doesn't care. You know, it's like she makes six-figure income, whatever, whatnot. But what happens if you get divorced? You know what I mean? Do you agree with that, G Unit? Do you think that women are, you know, actually progressively moving towards, like, you know, towards men's ability to work? Sorry, kids.
Well, I believe that, you know, women can be independent and they can do whatever they want. You know, they should have equal rights like us guys.
All right.
But unfortunately, with the guys staying home to taking care of the kids, you know, and the woman makes all the money,
right?
To me, that doesn't sound very fair, because some guys can really turn out to be jackasses, you know, when they sit there and do that.
Exactly. No. Yeah.
Not only that, but, you know, and I'm not discriminating whatsoever, but some guys that sit there and stay home, you know, they can't be trusted because, you know, who knows, they might be going out and find another woman, you know, and having two women supporting him. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We call that a pimp nowadays. He's silent over there. G-Unit, yeah. I mean, don't tell me you don't want to do that. You got two women supporting you? Come on.
Oh, because believe me, I've had a woman who cheated on me, and I turned around and I cheated on her at the same time. And, you know, it's not fun juggling two girls.
Believe me,
it is a lot of stress.
A lot of men want to do that.
Yeah, I broke it off with both of them, you know, because I just, it's very hard to juggle that stuff. I mean, don't like living two different lives. sucks.
Yeah. That is just... What about you, Dawn? What do you think about this, for being a woman yourself? What do you think?
Well, I have a couple of things to say on that.
Okay.
I personally think it's better for women to stay home unless they, like, you know, absolutely have to go to work, you know. But I think it's better for women to stay home and, you know, take care of family and stuff like that. Because the less women in the workplace, the less temptation for the men, you know. That's what
mm-hmm.
I think. And then also, I think that a lot of times that, you know, that's pretty much what I had to say is about that. That I think it's, I mean, I personally stay home. My husband works at this point in time, but I consider myself very fortunate that even though we have to, like, make sacrifices sometimes, you know, not go out to eat every day or whatever, you know, I'm able to stay home with the kids, and, you know, then we also homeschool. So I think that's very, you know, we're very fortunate to be able to do that. But I do believe that those statistics that you said are real, that there's a lot of women that they get tired of their man, you know, that their
mm-hmm.
man's not doing something for their future, you know, so they
mm-hmm.
figure they'll go take it into their own hands, and they talk their husband into, you know, hey, let me go to work. And then pretty soon pretty soon people get usually used to dual income, and then the wife can't stop working. That's my opinion on that, is that, you know, maybe the husband
mm-hmm.
should look into something so he can be with his family more too.
That makes sense. Yeah, just like G-Unit was saying, that, you know, guys or a man out there can be really, you know, abusive. I mean, when it comes
mm-hmm.
to things, if he thinks he's gonna, you know, if a woman or a wife or girlfriend, you know, if they're the one making all the money and the husband stays home, you know, working, you know, maybe the wife or the woman's, you know, doing it, you know, doing the long hours and stuff like that, and think anything can happen, like, you know. Anyway, and the study, they find that, you know, that's a study they find that it's a lot of people out there, a lot of women out there just want to, you know, want to do a lot of stuff for their own career and all that. That's not wrong with that, but it's just, you know, to me, my belief is actually, yeah, that's the same thing, you know, that women, if you get married, two women should be staying home, and, you know, I mean, that's their choice, but it's just, that's my opinion. Anyway, let's move on, shall we, from, actually from that to this. In Australia, actually, a company expected to bid for a contract to operate two jails that has a backed facility in which inmates have keys to their cells and are on first name basis with their jailers. You know, it's like have their own keys to get in there. Hey, it's your keys. You can do whatever you want. So the guy named Gary Sturgis, research director at the UK-based Circle Group, will tell this in Australia, in New South Wales. Actually, they want to pass that. He says overseas experience shows that prisoners enjoy more privileges, including being given the key to their own cells. In correctional system, their private and public providers compete. So prisoners in this system spend more time out of their cells and have far greater interaction with their jailers, with whom they are frequently in a first-name terms, like they call them by the names, hey Bob, hey Paul, and that in where public providers face no competition. Actually, that's what they're trying to say. Give them more, you know, they want to be lenient with the prisoners and all. So they said the results are safer jails and lower rates of reoffending. Do you agree with this, G-Unit? I mean, give those who committed crime, you know, serve them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then give them cakes, and then give them the keys to their own cell.
No.
Do you think it would work in the United States? Well, this is done in Australia. But do you think that's going to work here in the United States? Let's say, you know, like here, and where's that? Colorado. Sorry, I think that's been an interview.
From what my boys told me, you know, when they were in prison, they said that they get gourmet meals there. So I believe that, but I think it needs to be cut down, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's It's just, I don't, I mean, they should not be given anything like that, any privileges. I mean, you know, food and shelter and blankets and stuff like that. Yeah, but, you know, they have to unplug, I mean, you know, cut, no, should be no TV, you know, maybe, it's just me, okay? And I'm just like, no TV, you know, if they misbehave, you know, it's like doing it back in the day, throw them in a hole, you know, if they misbehave. Anything like that. But it's an open, I don't know what kind of jail they're running over in Australia, but it's an open cell. I mean, it's just like, with the key, why even lock them? You know, why even give them keys? That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with that. Do you agree with this, Don?
Well, I guess if the statistics says it works, you know, maybe it works. It depends on the severity of the crime. I mean, if they're like a type of, well, now I'm putting my foot in there. But like if it's a type of Silence of the Lamb person that could be a danger to the jailers, you know, to the
Silence of the Lamb.
And I think they should stay locked up, you know.
You mean Hannibal, like cannibalism, they eat people's behinds? no, I mean they should be in tight security, you know, cell, not kind of jail or anything like that. I mean they might be. They're crazy people. But anyway, this is in Australia, and I don't think it's going to cut it. I don't, here in the United States, especially in, you know, like I said, with overcrowding, you know, cells and stuff like that, I don't think it's gonna fly here. Jeannie, do you think, let's say you hypothetically went to jail and, you know, I mean, would you accept that? I mean, would you be glad that you were given a key and you'd be able to go in and out in your cell?
Yeah, because I'm a claustrophobic person. If I'm locked up in one place, I'll go nuts. Imagine how I would be in a cell. You know, you've seen how nuts I can be at work. Imagine how I would be in a cell.
Yeah, you're probably biting those bars. Well, anyway, they're giving you the keys though, but I don't think it's gonna give you like keys or an access outside. I think it's just, you know, a key to your own cell. You can go, you know, back and forth or whatnot. You know, go to your girlfriend or boyfriend. So, but yeah, so I don't think it's going to fly here. It might fly over to Australia, but I don't think it's going to work here. That's the bottom line here. Do you agree with that, G-Unit?
Oh, I believe it. I agree with it. You know, it's never going to work over here because I just think we're more crazy than the other country.
So yeah, and again, we don't know what kind of jail system they're talking about here. So
yeah.
Anyway, let's go into another segment from the jailer to the chopper. Remember that guy? I don't know if you guys remember this. We all know this ShumWow guy. You remember that guy? The skinny ShumWow. Wow, look at this ShumWow.
Yeah, that guy is so damn annoying.
Yeah. Well, his name is Vin Slomi. Slomi. It's like a funny name. S-H-L-O-M-I. Slomi. Vin Slomi. So anyway, last month he was actually arrested for batteries or something like that. So, I mean, the guy's better known as a ShumWow guy. You know, the guy, and he does this pitch sales, and it's been all his things have been phenomenally successful, you know, from peddling absorbent towels to like food choppers. Look at this chopper. So actually this guy is 44 years old. I thought he was like maybe like as old as me, like 34. So actually the guy was arrested last month in a felony battery charge following a violent confrontation with a prostitute in his South Beach hotel room. South Beach. Wow, we were just there. Anyway, according to an arrest, an affidavit, a guy named Shlomi met the prostitute Sasha Harris. She's 26. They met at Miami Beach nightclub on February 7th and subsequently retired with her to his $750 room at Slavic Setai Hotel. I don't know where that is. But Shlomi, get this, Shlomi told cops that he paid Harris about $1,000 in cash after she proposition him for straight sex. So Slopey said that when he kissed the prostitute, She suddenly bit her tongue and would not let go. So Slimington, the guy, the Wam Shamwow, we just call him Shamwow. Shamwow guy punched Harris, prostitute, several times until she released his tongue. So after freeing his tongue, a bleeding Salome ran to the Sete lobby, I think, to grab a Shamwow. I think that Shamwow is pretty good at the bleeding. But security someone, so they arrest both of them. Harris refused to cooperate with officers and recovered $930 from her purse. Both parties had a strong odor of an alcoholic beverage emitting from their person's breath. So in a brief interview, it says Harris declined the answer. That's the prostitute. About her run with the Salome. So they said considering lawsuit against Pittman and asked if she worked as a hooker. Now, the guy, Shamwell guy, is going to sue the prostitute for doing that, for biting his tongue, you know. Question is, do you think he's going to win? G-Unit? Do you think he'll have a case?
Oh,
I mean, the thing is, he won't be able to talk anymore because his tongue is all like, he's probably going to be like, go. Come on, girl. Come on, somehow. Oh, get this somehow. It's really absurd. You know, it's...
Oh, I'll tell you what. If I don't ever have to hear that guy talk ever again, I will be so happy. But no, besides, I knew that dude was going to punch somebody. Did you see how he punched that ShamWow cow just to get that soda out of the carpet?
Right.
He's sitting there pounding it. He probably was sitting there thinking in his head, he's like, damn that prostitute. Look at this, how it gets out of that carpet. He's like, bam, bam, bam. That's what you get, you little prostitute.
So, yeah, he probably used that ShamWow towel to, you know, to dry up the blood of his mouth. That's funny.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, again, the guy, exactly, you know, I mean, he makes, you know, if you have something to sell, you throw the guy in there, like, just, you know, he can, like, be talking about, you know, stuff. I mean, he would sell because he has this pretty energetic, you know, personality, and he's just like talking about ShamWow. Look at the chopper, you know. We don't even cut the onions on the chopper. You know, he has the chopper now. And so, what do you think? You think he's gonna have a case? You think he's gonna win? I mean, how much is he gonna get from a prostitute? That $950, that $1,000 back from her?
He's gonna
what
get do you nothing.
Want from the prostitute?
He's going to get nothing. Come on. And second of all, why is he sitting there paying a prostitute $1,000? I'm sorry, but no woman's worth $1,000.
Oh.
My opinion.
All right. But
anyone
yeah.
I'm
lying. That was a South Beach, though. I mean, that South Beach is like, you know, I heard it was like $500 and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm down great. I think, you know, $1,000 has got to be like high class. You know, prostitute, and I'm not trying to turn down a South Beach or anything like that. Those are just rumors, all right? Rumors. Not like I've been there. But anyway, Don, do you agree with this? Is it him suing the prostitute for biting his tongue? I mean, would he have a case? Would he win this case?
Well, he probably would win the case, but as far as if she has money or not, that would be the issue. You know, what she would get from it. I mean, what he would get from it, from her. And actually, like, I was just saying that my husband and I were actually over there in South Beach on February 7th. We were at a conference for our business. Yeah, I was just, like, thinking about that. It was interesting how that was on the same day we were actually down in South Beach.
Yeah, we didn't get to see him over there, though. But anyway, do you think, I mean, maybe he has a pimp. Maybe he has a pimp. Maybe he should just, like, sue the pimp. Would he be able to sue the pimp, G-Unit?
that would be kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm suing you because you're a prostitute. Beat my tongue. That would be funny. He should, like, sue him for, like, $1 million because, you know, he's not going to be able to talk or he's going to lose that. Yeah, he's going to lose that voice, that personality. I think he should go for more than that, you know, for like $1 million or so.
He's not getting anything, trust me.
And they break their leg while they're breaking their house.
Well, the thing is, you know, he's a TV personality. He does, you know, he does his talk. I mean, if a radio, let's say you're Howard Stern. I mean, Howard Stern's making a lot of money. If someone, like, punch him in the mouth, he's not going to be able to talk, you know. I mean, he'll probably sue the person or the company. In his case, sue the pimp. I mean, can he do that?
Yeah, right. Come on now. This dude's not gonna get any money.
He's not gonna get anything. He's probably gonna get slapped in the head.
He's not gonna get seriously, because if this guy sits and says and sues this girl, so they're saying, yeah, she literally bit my tongue and everything like that, they're gonna sit there and say, well, why were you with a prostitute? Come on now. Are you serious? This guy's got no case.
Yeah, he has. I don't think so. I don't think he's gonna have a case. I mean, let's say they recovered $930 from prostitute's purse, and I don't know where the money went. I think the cops confiscated it. But anyway, he has no case. To me, he has no case. But he's a cool guy though. It's a cool guy to watch. But he gets pretty annoying after seeing him 2 to 3 times.
I think he needs to blow his nose. That's what he sounds like.
ShamWow, 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 ShamWow. But, yeah, so let's jump into the last segment that we have here, okay, shall we? Because that ShamWow guy just got on my nerve. All right, you think that ShamWow guy has got in your nerve? Listen to this, okay, in Fort Worth, Texas. That's about your neighborhood there, G-Unit.
Yeah, right, dude.
So, yeah. If you ever go to Fort Worth, Texas, and you go to Target, and you've noticed a horse, or a lady riding on a horse, don't be alarmed, okay? So you're probably thinking, what the heck a horse doing in the dairy aisle at Target, you know? Because last week, they reported an expanding list of service animals for the disabled, including ferrets, monkeys, and horses. So this lady is actually... What's her name? Tabitha Darling. So it actually quite a controversy because the story has ignited, and this story has been going on, and actually the controversy among some of the disabled community who says using a horse to get around in grocery stores goes too far. So the horse name's Trixie, the seeing eye pony, knows Target like the back of her slip-proof pink boots because she wears pink boots, fuzzy pink boots. She said, Tabitha Darling says, quote, she means the world to me. Not just a working animal, but a whale, my friend. That's what the Tabitha said. So Tabitha Darling is legally blind with a bone condition that she says she can make walking painful. So she's like, it's painful for her to walk, and she's also blind. So the Americans with the Disabilities Act makes it illegal for stores to refuse entry to a service animal. So like, that's like the resort, you know. She has to be an ICN dog or anything that's assisting, disabled and allowed to be in the resort, not just a regular animals or anything like that. But that this lady, Tabitha, and she said the Trixie is that the horse is critical to her independence. She is now drawing fire from some accused of abusing the system, of just using this, you know, a lot of people that are trying to jump in online and says, I'm disabled, I should be on the line, and then the lady said she doesn't need to be riding it around like Lady Godiva in his store. The name is Caroline Firefrock, who has a far less vision than Darling and uses more traditional seeing eye dog and wheelchair for mobility. So actually, it's creating some kind of hating and hateful among this disabled community over there. So Tabitha Darling says she's often asked why she insists on riding a horse inside a store when there are other options. Her answer is says, hey, it just works best for me. Now, let me go to you, G-Unit, real quick, riding a horse. Like, I don't know what she thinks she is, but, I see a pictures of you riding a horse into the dairy aisle all the way down to, let's say you see a horse in Walmart, and there's a lady riding on him. And they say, hey, why are you riding a horse? I said, oh, I need her. This is my eye-seeing horse. What would you do? Would you stop?
I mean, what is she thinking? Is Mr. Ed all of a sudden? Seriously. Come on now.
Yeah.
You cannot allow a horse into department stores. It's only dogs allowed. I mean, I work at a department store, so
yeah.
It's only dogs that are supposed to be allowed in this. No cats, no fish, no horse, no
ferret,
elephant, anything like that. Come on. But honestly, if this girl thinks that, due to the fact of the matter that she's blind, or you said she was blind, right?
Yeah, she's legally blind.
Okay, if she
also has a bone condition that makes her painful to walk, so she's not able to walk.
Oh, so use a wheelchair and have a dog with you, you know? But, like, if she's going to use a horse, I mean, I'm sorry, but I think she needs to go to Mendota, okay?
Yeah. You mean like, she'll fit right in there?
Oh, yes.
Well, then, you know, the horse is actually wearing, you know, she has a slip-proof pink boots. You know, almost looks like a freaking... That's what it looks like.
Now, if she thinks that her horse is her lover, then she needs to be on Jerry Springer.
Oh, God, that is just crazy. But
yeah. Thank you, everybody. I'll be here all night.
What do you think about this, Dawn? Her using the horse as an excuse when I'm seeing horse. For her to get, you know, attentions, to get the stare of something, and, you know, she knows she has other options. Why would she use a horse?
Maybe she's always wanted a horse, and now she wants to get a horse, and now she has a horse. Maybe she's always wanted a horse, and now she has one.
Well, she can have a horse at the farm.
Yeah, but then she wouldn't be able to benefit from it. She can benefit from it if she's taking it to the store. I was thinking about it, like, maybe the horse is going to go poop in the store, but my friend just told me that nowadays they make diapers, special diapers for horses. I guess
they're like
horses or seeing
dogs, like a
people
sack.
Wear diapers so they don't go bathroom in the place.
It looks, it's in a picture, it looks like a sack. So when they,
okay.
like, they drop or whatever, you know, they, whatever, but it's unsanitary. You know, if she can probably... house train the horse and go outside or bathroom or whatnot. I think, you know, maybe I'll change my mind, but it's a horse. I mean, if I see a horse like Walmart and going around there and using that as I seeing assistant or an I seeing horse, I'll probably complain. I would never go there anymore. Wait, don't you agree, G Unit?
I wouldn't say that. I would just kind of sit there and say, you know, why is there a horse in the department store, you know? And if they would seriously continue on letting that happen, then I probably would sit there and say, you know, I don't want to be involved in this store. I mean, seriously.
Right. So, I mean, the establishment, Target, Walmart, whatnot, or any kind of, I think that they're just trying to buy the law. I mean, the law, I think that the whole thing to blame here would be, the ADA, the American Disability Act, you know. The
only possible way I would never ever complain about a horse being in a department store is if I was at PetSmart. Okay?
Still, I don't want my kids around it. You know, I mean, a horse, I don't know, you know, they can kick. I mean, if you get kicked right in the head, you probably get, you know, they can... So, it's Yeah, and they make this. I don't know. Again, I have not seen a horse, and it's a, you know, it looks like it's a pony, and to me, it's very I don't know. It's just disturbing. I guess, you know, I will have to get used to it. You know, if other people would start using that, yes, let's just ride on the horse, and you know, shop at Walmart or something like that. But I think it's the mistake on that would be again the American. With the Disability Act, by expanding the list of service animals for the disabled. I mean, they even included monkeys. I mean, I would be more freaked out seeing a monkey in a grocery store than a horse.
Well, the thing is that a horse is more dangerous than a monkey because horses are kind of, you know, they're very unpredictable if they're not
unstable,
trained the right
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're not trained the right way. I mean, my uncle and my aunt, they breed and raise horses. And my uncle thought that a horse was trained enough to be rode on. Unfortunately not. And literally the horse almost killed him. Like literally trampled on him and everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a dog can be trained because Don is a dog. It's a higher, you know, I don't want to offend horses out there, but they're higher intelligent than horses. Because that's how they, you know, that's how God created them. Monkey, on the other hand, is actually higher intelligent than the dog, I think. Because,
yeah.
You know. But it would just bother me if I see a monkey just trying to, shop and pick up things, and it just, it's just going to bother me. I mean, ferrets? I mean, it's just cats? And I see cats and I see ferrets. I don't see that. They're not capable of, comprehending what to learn and how, let alone, guiding you. If you're blind, hey, my ferret's guiding me. I mean, if they see a garbage can, they'll probably go over there. They'll end up falling over garbage cans.
Cats can't be trained because they're very mysterious.
Ferrets?
No, cats.
Oh, cats. Cats can be trained. Yes, I do agree.
Well, to me, they're very mysterious.
What about if they see a mouse?
If they see a mouse, oh, that's basic instinct, in my opinion.
Yeah, they don't. I've never seen a cat that, tamed that, if they see a mouse running around, they'll just sit still. I mean, bring me that cat, and I want to check it out. I've seen on YouTube, it was cats and a bird, living together, just in harmony and laying down and stuff. But when you take that cat out in the wild or outside, if they see other birds or other, little creature, the cat will chase the heck out of them. You know what I mean? So go back to, I don't know why. We're kind of off the subject. I don't know why. But anyway, back to that lady. I think the lady, again, she's creating this, this hatred. I mean, a lot of people hating her because it's just, according to them, they're just kind of, riding the system, abusing the system. I mean, would you think so? Do you need it?
Yeah, pretty. I don't think that she needs to seriously, hate on people, I mean, come on. You're bringing a horse into a department store. That's the wrong thing to do. Like I said, if this girl seriously thinks like that, then I she needs to be in the DOTA. That's in my opinion.
Yeah. What about you, Don? Do you think this is abusing the system? I mean, she's all over the news in Texas.
Yeah, I think she's abusing the system. Yep. Seeing that I think that the Americans with disability test that different animals, perhaps because maybe they have a shortage in dogs that can be trained. So maybe the people and also the people that can afford the dogs. So maybe if people are like, hey, I have a horse, can you train them? It cut costs for the American Disability Act people that have to train those dogs. You know what I mean? I think that's why they probably allowed that.
That makes sense. And also, I mean, I've seen, I don't, I think some years ago, I think I've seen this eye-seeing pig. You hear about that?
No.
No, an eye-seeing pig, yeah, that was in, I saw it in one of the, word news, or talks, morning news or something. But anyway, I mean, if you have an eye-seeing pig, I mean, if you go, that's not going to fly. I don't think it's going to, in the Muslim nation, I mean, the Muslim world, because they think, they see pig as the dirtiest animal. Well, even dogs. Actually, Muslims in Minnesota, back, I don't know, it was a couple of years ago, I think they started to denying or not picking up people that have dogs or animals with them. I don't know if they still do, because, to them, according to them, the dogs are and one of the filthiest animals, so they don't do that. But a horse, I mean, I just can't get my mind around that. It just bugs me, and maybe I'll get used to it. Read about horses and stuff like that, and how they maybe I'll get over that. So anyway, so you should too. You should get over that because, again, I think the ADA has made a mistake on that with expanding the list. Second, yes, she is abusing the system, and she likes to be talking about it. So we have 60 seconds in a minute here. G-Unit, what's your next show, man? Go ahead.
The next show is tonight at 12 o'clock on Z104. And also, for any websites, you can log on to Z104FM.com, keyword G-Unit, and I have a special thing on there on my blog, the 75 albums that a guy should own.
Ooh.
So, don't agree.
75 albums a guy should own.
I don't agree with 90% of the list, but something that y'all should check it out. It's Z104FM.com, keyword Gina. Also, check me out on County Fish Radio Network, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10 in the morning on Z104 or 97.3 The Brew in Milwaukee.
That's all it. Right. That's it. 30 seconds, Don. Go ahead.
Shopping Super Highway is our website. And if you want something to help you sleep, check out the anti-aging section, Dreams. And then we have a new isotonic Elsa's hand. Check that out. And or L-tryptophan, the new product. I'm not very clear on the name. But if you click on health and nutrition, you will find that. And, yeah, just let the lady be. And don't give her too much attention, I think, for the horse lady. All right, thanks for your time.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye now.